Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with us, we have two excellent musicians, Dr. James Wilson and Heather Schwarzentruber. Did I do it correctly?
Yes, you did. Very well. Thank you.
Heather, well, welcome to the radio program. It's an honor to have you both here. And we're going to talk about two excellent groups, the Delaware Chorale Society and the Delaware Youth Chorale. A beautiful combination and music and well-versed musicians that we have here. So we're here to learn. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So let's begin with Dr. Wilson.
Yes.
Why Dr. Wilson? Tell us a little bit about you for those who haven't heard. Why the doctorate and how that relates to the Chorale Society?
Well, my day job is teaching at Wesley College, and I'm in my fourth year at Wesley, and that's when my wife and I came to Delaware. Mm-hmm. And in my second year here, I was lucky to become the artistic director of the Delaware Choral Society.
Mm-hmm.
And we rehearse in downtown Dover, right where Wesley College is located. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect for me.
Right there.
Yep.
How about you, Heather?
Well, I am a born and raised Delawarean.
Uh-huh.
I was born and raised in New Castle County, moved down to Sussex County, then transferred to Kent County. So I've been all over the state of Delaware. I graduated from Delaware State University, and I currently teach at Holy Cross School in Dover, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there for 6 years as the music teacher.
There you go. And how did you get involved with the Chorale Society and eventually with the youth chorale?
The Delaware Chorale Society is a community group of singers, and mm-hmm. I joined the Chorale Society probably about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I love singing.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were in need of a youth chorale director, I was like, well, I'll do it.
Took the opportunity.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, James, tell us about the Chorale Society, a little bit of the history and how it began, because it's not like a new group. In fact, it's been there, done that for a long time.
Yeah, the Chorale Society has been an organization since 1957. And in the beginning, they came together. It was really a coalition of church choirs,
mm-hmm.
that wanted to sing Handel's Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't pull off the Messiah by themselves individually,
okay.
but as a coalition, they had the numbers to do Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done Handel's Messiah about every 5 years,
mm-hmm.
ever since. And we just did our last Messiah in 2013, or no, it was 14. No,
13.
14 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last year,
okay.
two winters ago, we did Messiah. But the choir has been growing, and we are moving towards doing more choral orchestral,
mm-hmm.
masterworks,
mm-hmm.
Than just the Messiah.
Right, so which is beautiful, but there's a lot more to
exactly,
the story.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So this spring, we are doing Mozart's Requiem.
Okay.
With orchestra and professional soloists.
There you go.
Yeah. And we're also back at the Schwartz Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing
place.
Both of our,
mm-hmm.
our performances at the Schwartz this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope is to remain at the Schwartz next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better venue for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's better audience seating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy your tickets online at their box office. And it's just a very elegant
It is indeed
hall.
A beautiful place. Beautiful
there.
Place.
Yeah.
Now, let us learn what makes a good chorale. We all know what a chorale is, but what makes a very good one, in your opinion? And I want to get both of your opinions. Let's go with you, Heather. What do you think? What makes truly a good chorale?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to have a passion for singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that anyone can learn to sing.
Mm-hmm.
If they have the passion and the drive, and they're there at rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
And you give 110% at rehearsal, you learn the parts, and
mm-hmm.
you blend it together, and you make beautiful music.
Mm-hmm. But you're also part of a group.
Yes.
So that plays role.
Yes, it's,
like
yes, it's not just an individual. It's the conglomeration of right. many voices coming together.
All right. What about you? What do you think it should be, the ideal chorale?
Well, a love for singing and a love for the music that you're singing, mm-hmm. I think, comes first.
Okay.
But it's also the coming together of a love for music and good music.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rep committee that works together at least a year in advance in putting our programs together.
Uh-huh.
And we work hard to come up with the best programs we can think of, the best uh-huh. music. There's an art to coming right. up with a program. And the Requiem really isn't the only piece on this program. We have a few other pieces,
mm-hmm.
the youth choir singing by themselves. We have a chamber singers mm-hmm. group that's mm-hmm. that's doing some part songs. And the large group is also doing the John text? In the beginning.
The creation?
Yeah, the creations. And the Rosephony Powell
okay.
piece. So we're starting with creation and then moving into... a jubilant song, which is a psalm setting. So we're starting with creation, and then the love for life, and then the Haydn part songs are about.
So there's a story.
A story
to be told.
There is.
Now let's go back to the Delaware Youth Chorale and how that was born, and what was the idea behind. What plans do you have? Can we talk about that?
Well, the Delaware Youth Chorale was kind of a dream of the board of the Delaware Choral Society.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Stuart Knapp kind of spearheaded that whole thing. And it was in planning for probably about a year before it actually came to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first rehearsal this past January.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of hard work, sweat, and tears went
yeah.
into actually making it possible. So it's another venue for children in the Dover area
mm-hmm.
and you know the surrounding communities
mm-hmm.
to come together to have fine choral singing for youth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how that was birthed.
Mm-hmm.
And our repertoire is more to introduce children to. The finer works of choral singing.
So there's some kind of progression based on what you are saying.
Yes.
Okay. Could mm-hmm. you speak to that? What kind of progression takes place?
The progression would be...
What do you teach first, maybe? And then maybe a couple of weeks after that. I don't know.
What we started with was something that was fairly simple.
Mm-hmm.
We started out with the Dona Nobis Pacem, which is a very traditional
mm-hmm.
Song. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot with it. And if you get the children singing first, it helps to create that wonder and that amazement
okay.
in vocal singing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually what we warm up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to keep it light for the kids because, mm-hmm. They've been in school all day and they just kind of want to let loose. And sometimes it's hard to... corral them all to focus on the nitty gritty of the other pieces that we do. So I kind of chunk it up a little bit
mm-hmm.
Each song. We have three songs that we've went through. We've learned
mm-hmm.
the full work,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting on our fourth. So we have about five or six in what we would like to do for this upcoming concert in April.
Mm-hmm.
So they love it. And a lot of them have never been exposed to
chorale type music
or more of the classical pieces.
I see.
So it's really
it's
neat
got to be
to
a
see
challenge.
Them. It is for some of them, but they're it piques their interest.
It does.
Yeah, it does. You see it in their eyes. They're like, "Whoa, did that just come out of my mouth?" So they're learning different languages, and they're learning Latin. And they kind of think that's funny, to an extent. So, we go over what it means. So it really is a teaching choir.
Uh-huh.
They're learning about, basics of music theory,
mm-hmm.
How it all comes together in a particular piece,
uh-huh.
How the different parts play against each other.
Uh-huh.
And it's really a learning experience for them. And I think they enjoy it. If you can keep a child's attention for an hour and a half, I think you're doing something.
Kudos to that, because that's a challenge.
Yes, it can be.
Jim, what is your take on that? How did you help produce the sort of speak, not produce, but train or create the Delaware Youth Chorale?
Well, it gives the kids not only more singing opportunities outside mm-hmm. of school, but it also gives them the chance to work on pieces or segments of a large choral orchestra mm-hmm. work. Mm-hmm. They don't have the opportunity to sing a portion of Mozart's Requiem in their schools. And we give that to them. They're going to sing a small portion of one of the movements. It's called the Confutatis. And so the men are singing about how they're confounded and the strings are playing mm-hmm. hellfire. Mm-hmm. and then this angelic voice comes out of the sopranos and altos singing, call me among the blessed. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple and sustained, and it's a perfect passage for the kids to sing. And it's almost symbolic in a way how they're singing this angelic sound that comes from a very innocent and peaceful place in the heart.
That sounds so beautiful. Let me, we have to continue talking, but let me re-engage with the audience to remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. We have today with us Dr. James Wilson from the Delaware Choral Society, and also Heather Schwarzentruber from the Delaware Youth Chorale. Is my German improving?
Yes, it is.
My goodness, that's a challenge. Sorry, guys. It's not my forte, as you can see. But in any event, we're learning a lot about the launching of the Delaware Youth Chorale, and also the wonderful work that the Delaware Chorale Society has been doing for a long time. It was created, if I remember correctly, back in 57 or so.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So it's not like it is a young work. You are super young, so, well, looks like young, maybe. I don't know, Heather. Let's talk about the ages later on, but not right now. For the time being, it's an organization that's been in the Dover area for quite some time. So, and it's wonderful that you're engaging new audiences with the Delaware Youth Chorale. And you were talking about engaging new audiences. And I was wondering, how do you connect with audiences that perhaps because of the lack of public education related to the arts, and in some occasions to music, it might be more challenging to engage them because they sometimes do not know about these pieces.
Right.
Okay, right. So right. How, do you want to speak to that, Jim?
Sure. We strive to program as much variety as possible. We mix in classical music from all of the eras within. We try to have a mixture of Baroque and classical and mm-hmm. and romantic pieces, 20th mm-hmm. century pieces, maybe some pieces in a different language, but also music in English, mm-hmm. Gospel pieces, mm-hmm. spirituals, world pieces. Last Christmas we did an African Christmas piece with percussion, mm-hmm. and we try to program a little bit for everyone.
So again, it's like a progression. You begin, tell me, Heather, what in your experience is the thing that attracts them the most?
Well, for students, I would think it would be the beat of the song.
Okay.
Children learn to listen to music, as they're growing and maturing. Uh-huh. But I think for children, what attracts them is the style of music. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that a lot of composers and arrangers nowadays will take a more classical piece, mm-hmm. but they'll kind of put a little contemporary flair on it to mm-hmm. pique the interest of the younger generations. So it kind of gets their feet wet in both worlds. Mm-hmm. And again, it just creates that interest. Oh, you know, what else can we, what else do we got?
Which is what Jim was saying, is a hybrid of classicals plus the things that are happening right now, and maybe some kind of hip hop kind of thing not necessarily my cup of tea, but that's the kind of thing that people are exposed to at this time. So if you want to track them, you have to send some kind of signal to get them.
Yeah, we haven't done any hip hop yet.
No, maybe I'm
maybe one day.
I'm open to it.
I mean, the point to make is what Heather was saying is how to attract them because they haven't been exposed
right
in many different occasions. It's just that they don't know.
Right.
So to bring them, maybe you need to begin by saying hip hop. Next thing you know, they're singing Messiah.
I don't know. It's something we think about. It is a challenge. Many people have heard of Handel's Messiah. Many people have heard of Mozart's Requiem. So that helps. Uh-huh. If you have the posters and the flyers of the piece mm-hmm. that people recognize, they may tend to come out mm-hmm. for it. We hope to do Carmina Burana by Carl yeah. Orff. And I think a lot of people recognize that. And that's a very fun and energetic piece. People recognize it from the movies. It's used in the movies so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that is true. That's the kind of things that you typically hear.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, to get people to come in, well, first of all, we strive for quality and,
right.
and, you know, we put on the best program that we can. And we sing with as much heart as we have in. And, the hope is that audience members will come back because
right.
they enjoy the program.
And because and of the quality, as you clearly said before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
If you have a good product, they are going to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what makes both of you teaching music? There's got to be some kind of passion that began somewhere, somehow.
I don't know. I think we just decided one day, let's just teach music.
Well, that too. But how was the beginning for you? Let's go with you, Jim. How did you begin being related to music to the point that you are now teaching music?
Yeah, I had a dream to teach at the high school level. And when I was in graduate school, I had an opportunity to get my doctorate and become a teaching assistant. And and working with other college students while I was there taught me that mm-hmm. that I really enjoy working with college students and mm-hmm. working at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I had such a great experience as a voice major in college. Working in studio voice
mm-hmm.
and performing that, you know, my wife is a singer and she works at Wesley with me and,
mm-hmm.
And we kind of work as a team in teaching voice and watching students learn so much about themselves and mm-hmm. become more confident
mm-hmm.
in their daily life through art. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've been growing a love for that.
There you go. How about you, Heather?
Well, I was introduced to music, I guess, first of all, by my father. My father was really into the rock from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And he had a bass guitar, and he would kind of break mm-hmm. it out and play along with mm-hmm. Peter Frampton.
There you go.
And stuff like that. So, you know, and I was always fascinated by him when he did that. And then I went to school, and I remember specifically being in fourth grade. And the music teacher I had was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that kind of captivated me.
Right.
And she just instilled a love for what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in fourth grade, opening up the textbook and learning about whole notes and music theory, because it's not like anything else that's mm-hmm. taught in school.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just really fascinated by that. And I knew from the time I was in fourth grade that I was going to be a music teacher.
Boy, there you go. So that was the kind of teacher that really make an impression.
Yes, and she's still teaching now. And it's funny because we're still friends. And I was
she
in one of her first classes.
She must be so proud of
classes.
You. I
yeah.
can clearly see her face, right? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now let's go back to programs and the likes. Tell us a little bit of details about programming. When is that happening? And particularly the Delaware Youth Chorale.
So they will be singing a part of the Requiem with us,
mm-hmm.
and they're also singing a few of their own pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing an arrangement of Jubilant Song, so they'll be singing on the same text that the large group is singing.
Okay.
And I think that's a neat juxtaposition,
mm-hmm.
Because the large group is singing a very energetic and flashy version of that,
okay.
of that text, and I hope that the kids make the connection and say, oh, we're singing that song, kind of.
Right,
I would, I would like to sing the grown-up version someday myself.
There you go. Yeah. Now, if people are interested, where do they get the tickets? Do you have an idea of the price involved? And when things are happening, that also be helpful for those interested.
Well, this concert is April 27th, which is a Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Schwartz Center. Tickets are available through the Schwartz Center website, schwartzcenter.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also call and buy them through, purchase them through the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Our website, our organization's website, is DelawareChoralSociety.org, mm-hmm. and we have a link to the Schwartz Center.
There you go.
And you can purchase tickets at the door as well.
Now, if somebody happens to be interested in singing with you guys, what do they need to do?
By all means, I'm happy to say that there is no audition necessary.
There you go.
We take it.
No audition. So can I just, no, well, I do not apply for Delaware Youth Chorale, so scratch that. In any event, what do they need to do to really, if they're interested in singing, just go there, call you guys? What is the thing to do?
Yeah, sure. You can go on our website and get information. We start rehearsals for our winter and spring programs about 14 weeks out.
Okay.
So we're about halfway into learning the Requiem, and then we will begin rehearsals for the winter program in the fall, generally early September.
Okay, so pay attention to September and get in contact with you guys, maybe August, early September.
Yes, come to the concert in April, and then come to our first rehearsal in September.
There you go. So that's a promise. Dover has a wonderful time having you guys. Thanks so much for your time. And time flies again when you're having fun. And believe it or not, we run out of time. So just want to thank you for your presence today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.